that was an opportunity for the Irish organisations to meet with the TDs from around the country at a clinic, as they called it, in Boswell's Hotel last week. I believe that they're very reasonable in their demands in budget 2017. They're looking for an increase to Outers na Gaeltachta and Forests na Gaeltachta, and that includes, of course, the co-ops as well. There has been a vast reduction in their income over the last number of years, and they're merely looking for an increase of some 18 million over 3 years, 5 million the first year, and then additional in the following years. And I think it's important to note that the population of this island of Ireland, that 93% in the Republic supports the revival or preservation of the Irish language, and 45% of the North are in favour. So that's a very clear message to the government that they should return to the budget which was available back in 2008 when there was a reduction since then. I think this is a test for the government, it's a test for the Donegal minister who is responsibility for the Gaeltacht to deliver on this.
Do you think there is an opportunity for funding to be secured for the Gaeltacht areas?
Well, when one considers the funding that's available now in the fiscal space, that all they're looking for is about 1% of all of that, and I do not believe that that's too much to look for. It's our language, our heritage and our culture, and I believe the Irish people, 93% of them, are anxious to ensure that the organisations receive this additional funding.